Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Have you ever thought about all the things that go unspoken in families? The silences, the figures who just vanish, leaving these echoes behind them?
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? It's like trying to solve a puzzle where some of the pieces are deliberately missing.
It's like trying to figure out who you are by piecing together these fragments of lives that were almost, I don't know, deliberately obscured or something. And that's what makes the memoir we're discussing today, Missing Men by Joyce Johnson, so powerful, I think.
Memoirs are great for that kind of exploration, aren't they? They give you such a personal perspective on these big universal themes.
Totally. And Missing Men is all about Johnson trying to understand these two pivotal figures in her life. Her grandfather, Samuel, who she never even met, and then later her partner, Jim Johnson.
And both of them gone, leaving these holes in her life.
Exactly. And the book is about how their absence, resonated throughout her life and really kind of shaped her family's whole trajectory.
The title itself, Missing Men, is so evocative, isn't it? It speaks to the literal absence of these men, but also maybe to a missing piece in Johnson's own understanding of herself, her history.
One of the things that really pulled me in was Johnson's writing style. It's so evocative. She takes these small, almost insignificant details, a photo, a half-remembered story, and uses them to build this incredible sense of the past. It's like you're right there with her, sifting through these remnants of memories. What did you think of her writing?
Oh, I agree. It's incredibly skillful how she weaves together these fragmented memories. It's very much like how we try to remember the past, right? Not as this neat linear story, but through these flashes and impressions.
It's almost like she invites you, the listener, to participate in that reconstruction process. And here's where it gets even more interesting, right? The book hints at this, like undercurrent of family secrets, maybe even trauma. You get this feeling of something unspoken hanging over everything. There's this one part about the burning of her grandfather's writings. It's so potent, You can almost feel those buried stories trying to get out. Did that resonate with you at all?
Absolutely. That image of the burned writings is so powerful. It makes you ask, what was being hidden and why? Was it shame, fear, a need to protect something? And how did that act of erasing the past impact the generations that came after, even if they didn't know the full story?
It's like what stories in our own families have been, I don't know, lost or deliberately hidden, It really makes you think.
Makes you think about the silences in your own life.
Okay, so shifting gears a little bit. Another thing I found fascinating was the book's depiction of the New York City art scene in the 1960s, where Johnson's life intersected with Jim and all these other artists. It's like this vibrant backdrop to her personal story. How did you see that interplay between the personal and the cultural?
I think it's essential. It shows that our lives aren't lived in isolation.
Right.
Chance's personal journey is intertwined with the artistic and social movements of her time. And that wider context gives us, I think, a much richer understanding of her experiences.
Definitely. Now, I think it's fair to say that there are some aspects of the book that might be challenging for some readers. The narrative itself, like those memories we were talking about, is a little fragmented. It's not always a straightforward, linear story. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that nonlinear structure is both a strength and a potential, I don't know, stumbling block. It does mirror the way memory actually works, that difficulty of trying to make sense of the past. But some listeners might crave a more traditional structure, something with clearer chronological markers. Did you feel that way at all?
I did actually. And that kind of leads into another point. The memoir leaves you with some lingering questions, these unresolved mysteries, particularly about her grandfather. It reflects the reality of trying to piece together a life from the past, sure, but some readers might want, I don't know, more concrete answers.
I think that open-endedness is often a characteristic of good memoirs, particularly the ones that genuinely grapple with the uncertainties of the past. Life doesn't always give us neat resolutions, right? Maybe Johnson leaving some things unresolved is a reflection of that reality. It definitely makes you think.
For sure. So for our listeners, what does this all mean? Missing Men gives us this really compelling introspective look at how absence can shape our lives, both individually and as families. It's the kind of book that stays with you, makes you think about the untold stories in your own family's past. It's not really about finding all the answers, but more about the importance of trying to understand.
I think it encourages us to listen to those silences, to pay attention to the gaps in the stories we tell ourselves, and to realize how much we can be influenced by those who are no longer physically present. It also makes us think about how we construct our own personal histories from incomplete information.
So, considering all of that, I would give Missing Men a strong 4 out of 5 stars. It's beautifully written, it really makes you think, and it explores memory and absence in such a profound way, even though it doesn't always give you easy answers.
I think that's a very fair rating. It acknowledges the book's literary strengths and its ability to provoke thought, but also recognizes that the structure and, you know, open-endedness might not be for everyone.
So if this deep dive into Missing Men has made you curious about these themes of memory, absence, and family secrets, we'd love it if you'd hit that like and subscribe button. You can find a link to the book on Amazon in the description below if you'd like to explore it further.
Memoirs like this give us a chance to reflect on these shared human experiences and to consider the complexities of our own family histories.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Missing Men. If you've already read the book, we'd love to hear what stood out to you, what resonated, or even what questions it left you with. Share your thoughts in the comments below and feel free to share this episode with anyone who you think might be interested. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.